Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, what about this college football weekend? We talk about Texas A&M and we talk about University of Houston.
Well, I tell you what now. So one of the things that stands out is how Texas, like, this is such a classic handicapping 101. Texas, after the tough battle against Alabama last week, they come out flat. I mean, it's just, it is cliched that, well, after that big game, you'll come out flat. And then everyone says, nah, they're not going to come out flat. Texas, and they came out flat. And I give UTSA a lot of credit. They scored a touchdown immediately. They kicked an onside kick and recovered it. Then they threw a reverse pass, or they threw a double pass for a touchdown. Zakari Franklin is a really talented wide receiver at UTSA, and Frank Harris did a really nice job. But then Texas, almost on cue, you expected this to happen. Texas really stuck it in overdrive. They woke up. They got their wake-up call. They came out flat in the first half. They came out the second half with a wake-up call. They got the ball to Bijan Robinson, and the rest was history. I mean, Bijan was really good in the second half. Texas stepped it up defensively, had a pick six as well. So I thought it was interesting. Hudson Card did nothing really for me necessarily in that game. I don't know what you've got going on. It sounds like you're doing dishes in the background. It's
I'm blowing my nose.
Okay, because I was about to say, every one of your
nose. Allergies up here.
It is bananas how loud that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No. And so that's one thing I took away from that. I took away that Georgia is not playing this year. Georgia's the new Alabama. It's official. Yeah. Kirby Smart has taken over. Stetson Bennett, you might want to put some respect on Stetson Bennett's name.
He's a Heisman candidate.
He's a Heisman front runner.
He should be.
The numbers are there. Caleb Williams is too, but Brock Bowers, the tight end, is ridiculously talented.
And I did find out that Ladd McConkey is not related to Chris
Phil McConkey.
Phil McConkey. Yeah, they're not related.
Not at all. Really?
I looked at. I looked on Google, and they said no. His brother was a quarterback, and his dad was a coach, and he's not. And it says he is not related to Phil McConkey, which was a little surprising because he's almost Phil McConkey too. But Brock Bowers is a top 10 draft pick.
Yeah, he's really.
Then you don't find that in a tight end too often.
No,
but that dude,
because he's a receiver.
He's a
tight end. He's a receiver. He's a big receiver, man. Those guys have a lot of. Ask Mike Gesicki in the Texans and the Ravens. It's a lot of value. Pass catching tight ends. Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. Obviously, Kyle Pitts is still trying to find. But Gronk, Gronk could also block. But big pass catching tight ends, they have tremendous value in today's NFL. Tremendous value.
So. Ole Miss made a statement. So did Penn State over Auburn. Is just terrible. Auburn, Brian Harsin has got. He's got. I'll be surprised. I'll be shocked. How about Nebraska? Oh my goodness! How bad is that?
I mean, they got. It really doesn't matter who's coaching. It doesn't.
No, and they could have saved themselves $7.5 million if they just waited a month, and they didn't. They just said, "No, we're not doing that. We're getting rid of them now." They paid him $15 million. They could have saved $7.5 million in 1 month if they'd have waited. but they were like, nope, not doing it. Kentucky is real. Arkansas, dude, you want to talk about a coach making? How about Bobby Petrino going back to Arkansas?
The revenge game almost hit.
Unbelievable. My JT went because he's a Missouri State guy, obviously, you know, and so Arkansas's not that far. He drove. He's got buddies there, so he went to the game. I said, what are they making fun of Petrino? He goes, there are, I can't tell you how many neck braces there are in the stands.
For those who don't know, Bobby Petrino, and it was on Family Night, by the way. Did you know that?
I heard that
on SEC Network or ESPN. One of them said, and somebody's got a sense of humor because this game was considered Family Night. Well, for those who don't know, Bobby Petrino, he was catting around with like the diving coach or the swim coach. I think it was the diving coach.
No, Arkansas. She worked in his office, but she was engaged to one of the coaches there.
Okay, so it
was. She worked underneath him. She worked in one of the offices in the marketing or something.
Department. Oh, is that what it was?
But her husband was a coach, or her fiance was a coach. And Bobby Petrino was messing around with her, and allegedly. He didn't get beat up by the fiance.
She was
allegedly
25.
Crashed his motorcycle. And allegedly, she was on the back when he crashed, and she had absolutely no. There was absolutely no nothing wrong with her whatsoever.
She was wearing a helmet. Bobby wasn't.
Whatever. And
bruised face, bruised ribs, broken vertebrae. Nah, that's probably not broken vertebrae. Probably is a motorcycle wreck. I don't know too many fist fights that end in broken vertebrae.
Well, if I was her fiance,
I mean, if he got hit with a bat, I mean, sure, if he got hit with a bat,
or something. So anyway,
when I came out of the ditch, there was a lady who flagged down a car. I think he really did have a wreck, but he had it with her on the. That's when he got busted, and so now Bobby Petrino's always been a great coach, been a very very good coach. And John, you have experience watching Missouri State. Did they look like a team that should be able to compete 2 years ago,
Lance,
compete against the top 25 team?
Lance, I want to tell you, Missouri State, when JT was there, was Dave Steckel. I wouldn't let him coach my peewee team. He was the worst coach at any level I've ever seen. He was so bad. And you see what a difference. They were the worst team, a bottom five team in all of college football, with the FCS, FBS, all group of everything. They were the worst, one of the worst teams in college football. Bobby Petrino in 3 years has turned them into almost beating Arkansas, going to the playoffs. You want to talk about what a coach means? Holy cow. And his quarterback is good. He can sling it and he can run. Man, oh man, Bobby Petrino. And that's what a coach, that's why these guys make what they do. Now, I'll tell you, Bobby Petrino ain't making that at Missouri State. Bobby Petrino ain't long for Missouri State, not with what he's done there. And you know what? You're going to be able to overcome Bobby Petrino's quote-unquote motorcycle accident. You're going to be able to overcome that when you need a coach and you see what this guy has done turning that program into a perennial playoff.
Well, you said you'll do
program.
It. I mean, he's at Missouri State. Let's be real. I mean, he's at Missouri State. It's not been great for Bobby, and Bobby has not always done well with the people and the higher ups at the university. So Bobby Petrino is a very good coach. He's also at Missouri State, so it's been a rough go for him.
He's also a guy, I know a guy who coached with him. He said, I swear, you ride in an elevator with Bobby Petrino and he's talking about football. He said, I worked with Bobby Petrino for 3 years. He didn't know who my wife was. He didn't know who my kids were. He said, Bobby Petrino, he said, that was fine. It's fine. You know, but coaches get to know, you know, you get to know your staff. He didn't know anything about his assistant coaches except football. That's it. That's what Bobby Petrino, and I guess motorcycles and girls. That's it. That's all Bobby Petrino is about. That's it. So it's not like Bobby Petrino is a football guy, and Bobby Petrino is a hell of a coach.
So
he will end up somewhere despite his indiscretions at Arkansas.
Hey, we're so far behind. I can't even remember if we're I couldn't remember which segment we were in.
You're supposed to talk about patios.
Good. I'll talk about patios then. I love talking about Texas custom patios. I love talking about my friend Steven Shaw. I've gotten to be friends with Steven. And, you know, he's somebody – so my wife can be kind of particular about work around the house. And so when I got this patio, this is my purchase, right? This is for me. This is for me and what I really wanted to have, and I wasn't going to be told no. And I saved up my money from the football job, and this is what I was going to do. And so I did that in 2016. But what I really loved is that Steven Shell, you know, his entire business and the people who run his crews, it's about being very particular. It's about making sure that things are done the right way. And she loved it. She was put completely at ease by the fact that you had someone who was as, I don't want to say uptight, but Steven wants it done right. He's the owner of the company, and he is putting his name on it. He wants it done the right way. And so every single build out that they have, you're going to have attention to detail. You're going to have, you know, a budget that is adhered to, the very best materials, the finest craftsmanship, and you're going to get, frankly, more than you paid for, because it's going to provide a great deal. These outdoor patios, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, the pool houses, the new pools they're putting in, they're going to give you and your family so much fun, and it's really going to add value to your home. Check them out for yourself at TexasCustomPatios.com. You can see before and after work that they've done, but they're going to add so much to just your quality of life. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Time to talk about the Bayou Bucket. It's this weekend, baby, family weekend. UH will take on Rice at TDECU Stadium, and they got tickets right now. Great family four-pack. It's the family weekend, right? 5 o'clock kickoff this Saturday at TDECU. Family four-pack, four tickets, four dogs, four chips, four regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo, enter promo code RICE4PACK, or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Tailgating starts at 1, Cougar Walk 245, the Spirit of Houston Marching Band, and the Rice Mob. They're always entertaining. We'll perform at halftime. Entertainment by cheerleaders, Cougar Doll, Shasta, Sasha, DJ Yobi Yobes, or Yabby Yobs, I don't know, is in the student section. Don't miss all the fun and pageantry. Go to uhcougars.com/promo, enter promo code RICE4PACK, or 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Come early, be loud, and wear red.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm in Denver. I was at the game yesterday. It was shocking to me that the Bronco fans in the first quarter were booing Nathaniel Hackett. After the game, I mean, these are good fans. The place was packed, wonderful. It's a great experience. If you haven't been to Denver for a game, really, really good. But I was shocked. I've been here before, and I've seen Denver fans. I've never seen them boo the home team. So it was. And here's Nathaniel Hackett on the crowd booing.
And then the crowd obviously frustrated at times, but can you just give me a sense of overall?
I don't blame them. I mean, heck, I mean, I was booing myself. I mean, I was getting very frustrated. I mean, get down to the red zone two times, don't get another touchdown, which is unbelievably frustrating. I don't think we've scored in there yet. And that's something that all of our guys got to step it up, whether we run the ball more, whatever we're doing, we just got to execute at a higher level.
I want to read something that comes from the NFL research packet that's sent out after the game. Broncos time management miscues. Well, first of all, Broncos execution issues so far this season. This is why the fans are booing. No touchdowns on 5 goal-to-go drives. 0 touchdowns on 6 red zone drives. 25 penalties, the most in the NFL entering week 3. 10-plus penalties in consecutive games, first such streak since 2018 for the Broncos. 4 delay of game penalties. Tied for most in the season since 2020.
Listen to this. Did you hear the crowd every time when it got down to 10?
Oh, they started chanting. Yeah.
They're counting off the play clock. I was like, and you know what? That's not good for the home team, because the other team, well, you know, when it gets down to 0, you're going to get a jump on the snap. So that's not a great thing for the home team when the crowd is chanting down the play clock.
This is some Bill O'Brien time management type stuff we're seeing. Listen to this. Broncos time management miscues this year. Week one, missed 64-yard field goal after running 51 seconds off the clock in fourth quarter. Week two, punted after delay of game on field goal attempt in third quarter. Week two, called timeout in fourth quarter with no returner on the field for a Houston punt. Week two, called last timeout of game in fourth quarter to avoid delay of game penalty. Like, these are on head coach. These ultimately land on the head coach. These are issues that they have, so you can understand why they are a little pissed off. You could also be the Carolina Panthers. John, let me ask you a question. So what do you think, Matt? So there have been 25 games total where the Carolina Panthers allowed 17 points or more. What do you think the Carolina, that Matt Rule's record is in games where they allow 17 points or more? Now, let's be honest, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, you can still win games.
Oh, yeah.
Holding teams to those 23, you can win a game. 17 is eminently winnable. What do you think the record is in 25 games?
Oh, since you're asking it, I'm going to say 2-23.
Almost 1-24.
Oh, my God.
How do you go 1-24? 17 plus. Granted, some of those are 30.
And you're an offensive coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. You could have had the Browns beat. You could have had the you've blown leads twice, once against the Giants, once against the Browns. The Carolina Panthers, this is how quick it can change on you. Matt Rule could be sitting at 2-0 and be in a good place. Instead, he came into the season on the hot seat. He's really still on the hot seat for sure. I wonder if Frank Reich is going to be on the hot seat in Indianapolis. You know, he's made decisions to not run the football in two losses against Jacksonville, and they've lost something like, since Frank Reich is there, I think he's beat Jacksonville one time. You've played two of the cellar dwellers, and you're 0-1-1. The Texans with Davis Mills and Trevor, which, by the way, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to end up being a pretty good quarterback. He looked pretty good yesterday. Against the Colts. But Trevor, you played Jacksonville and Houston. You're supposed to come out of there 2-0. Instead, you're 0-1-1. And the Colts get off to the worst starts all the time. I just wonder. I think he got an extension as well. So I don't think he's in any trouble. But I'm just trying to come up with names of coaches who could be facing some hot seat stuff. Great win for the Cowboys yesterday. Cooper Rush beats Zach Taylor and the Bengals. The Bengals start off 0-2, facing off against the Steelers with Mitch. Joe Burrow is 0-2 this year, facing off against Mitchell Trubisky and Cooper Rush. That is a bad, bad sign for the Bengals. It's not going to get much easier than that.
That is awful. So speaking of time management, what the hell was going on 4th and 16? They brought in Jeff Driscoll. Do you remember
yeah,
the play?
Yeah, I remember it. What I thought it was totally sweet, if you really want to know the truth.
He's running on the field, and I'm like, what the hell? What is going on here? Here's Lovie Smith. Oh, excuse me, it wasn't 4th and 16. It was 3rd and 16.
Yeah.
3rd and 16. Jeff Driscoll runs onto the field. Here's Lovie talking about it.
Didn't play the coverage as well as we needed to. I'm not going to normally point out exactly what happened. We didn't play the coverage the way we should. Had a little bit of a breakdown, and we paid for it.
Oh, that's the 3rd and 16 that they converted. Oh, okay. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sweet move, guys.
I
don't mind the zone read packages with Jeff Driscoll. I kind of like it. But he also had a pass that he missed that he should have connected on. It's going to be – look, I actually like that. I like the Peps doing that, having a zone read package with Driscoll and short yardage.
I don't mind it at all.
I'm not a fan of – I mean, I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you.
I don't, but here's the thing. You know what? He handed it off inside, and he's been really successful with pulling it and running.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he handed it off inside, and it was just a terrible read. And so he's got to do – if he's going to be in there, you know, at one point, throw the ball down the field. That'd be great. That would might surprise somebody. Might be like Navy throwing a pass. Jeff Driscoll actually comes into the game and throws a pass. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something.
That would be totally – now we're talking about, wow, that's a little really innovative. Want it, honestly. Didn't see that coming. Now, if he throws a pick, it could be like the Chris Brown, you know, the halfback pass.
Could be.
Thing that, yeah, it could be.
It could be.
Because you know what, Jeff Driscoll?
If except Jeff pass, Driscoll is a quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, there is that.
Yeah, no, he was a tight end last year. So slow down on quarterback.
Well, he's quarterback-ish. I mean, he's kind of like a quarterback.
A little bit like a quarterback.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know who's really, really good at what they do? And that's Billy Brown. Speaking of Brown, Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing.
He's the best.
And if you're looking for a great way, if you have any issues whatsoever, put the number in your phone because you've got to have it. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. They're awesome. You're going to love them. Anything that you need done, they're going to come to your home, give you a free evaluation of what they're going to do. They're not going to charge you just to come to the house like a lot of plumbers do. But, Lance, you've seen it yourself. I've seen it myself. The workmanship is second to none.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they do. And they come in there, and they're very – look, they shoot you straight. They're very transparent. They show you what the issues are. And in most cases, it's going to be minor. And for a lot of you, it's going to – they'll get out there quickly. They'll get it taken care of. Every once in a while, like me, you'll find that you have a major issue that needs to be taken care of, and they got the work done for us. Of course, no issues since then, and I trust them. And that's the bottom line is the prices are fair, and they're a very trustworthy company, and it's something that you deserve. It's something that you should have for your home, and you got to have their phone number handy. Make sure that you go to the website and find out for yourself how they can take care of you, thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. I'm just wondering, Chris says, I'm just wondering what happened to all that preseason ESPN Davis Mills energy. Yeah, that's gone. The regular season got here. And
honestly, he didn't look good in the tiny time he played in the preseason.
No. You know what? And he needed preseason snaps. He needed more. And maybe they'll go about it differently. I mean, look at the teams that try really hard in the first week. The Ravens, look at the team, the Bills, they try. Now, they're good football teams, so don't get me wrong. But if you try, you know what? Don't just go through the preseason. Now, the Rams will tell you, really? Because we didn't play a guy in the preseason, and we won the Super Bowl last year. So I don't know the answer to that. All I know is that Davis Mills needs to pick it up, and he needs to pick it up. Pep Hamilton needs to pick it up. Lovey needs to pick it up. Brandon Cooks needs to pick it up. Nico Collins needs to pick it up. The offensive line, Titus Howard, not good. Not good.
Ooh.
He was poopy yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's given up. He just ran around him and a strip sack. Holy crap. That was just bad. And then a false start and in a critical situation as well. Titus Howard needs to. They really need to pick that up. I thought they thought they ran block pretty well. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I think they're going to have a pretty good run blocking unit. I think Kenyon Green makes a big difference because he actually gets pushed. The problem I have is Justin Britt has to be really fine with his technique and stuff because he's not going to be, you know, from a strength standpoint, he's more of an old school center that is not going to have the same mass and size that some of the centers teams look for now would have. I think the Texans can look in a different direction next year for sure. But look, there's some things. I mean, the Texans were playing with a chance to win a game in the fourth quarter. This is two consecutive games, And that's good if you want to, you know, silver lining this thing. That's fine. You're making progress that way. But Texans fans have had back-to-back, or is this back-to-back-to-back four-win seasons? I forget with my COVID.
It's back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back four-win seasons. And this is a team that looks like it's capable of winning six games maybe. But I'll also say that you're not going to have the Colts play that bad all the time. Colts had some really critical turnovers. They kicked it out of bounds twice to you, gave you easy chances to win with – they missed a field goal that would have beat you in overtime. The Colts gave you tons of opportunities. Here's the Broncos. They gave you, you know, double-digit penalties. They had to take timeouts a ton of times. They had a field goal attempt that turned into a punt because they had a delay of game penalty. I mean, the Broncos really screwed the pooch inside the red zone as well. So you're not going to get – like, these are opportunities. You need to convert one of them into a win. Where teams who are better than you give you an opportunity and you don't have a win to show for either one of them, that's not great. One of those needs to turn into a win. Your drive for five may be a drive for four.
Just shut up about my drive for five. I'm just disgusted. Listen, and forget drive for five, whatever. Lose the bet, but play better. And these are two winnable games. You got another winnable game against the Bears on Sunday. You got Jacksonville still. I mean, you got games against teams that you should be. You got the Jets ahead. But you know what? Let's look at it, Lance. Maybe the Colts look worse. I guess. What teams? Because the Falcons don't look worse than the Texans. The Giants don't look worse than the Texans. Seattle doesn't look worse than the Texans.
I don't know that Seattle looks substantially better than the Texans. Didn't look good yesterday.
They actually won a game.
Yeah, but that was with the Broncos doing all their shenanigans. I mean, the Broncos could have beat them double digits. They looked bad in the second half. They didn't look good. I don't know that Seattle's better than the Texans, honestly. I don't know that the Jets are better than them either. I think the Texans have been in position. John, I'm telling you, if
the Jets had the nuts to step
if
up
they
and
had,
win
would
a
you,
football
okay,
game,
would
Lance.
You fail any? But you did too. And you were okay with them punting. You had a chance to have the nuts to step up and do it, and you punted.
Yeah.
You can't talk about somebody else's nuts when you tuck your own stuff and you're dancing around like, you know, Buffalo Bill.
Lance, I understood them punting because they weren't going to get the first down the way that they were playing. And by the way, they were going to also
give
up.
Then you're a loser.
Yeah. Yeah, They were losers. They were not going to get that first down. They were not going to get
it. They can't say that. Then dial up a play that gets somebody open with misdirection.
They don't have the nuts. Then
get rid of
the other teams.
Then there's
the Giants have had the nuts. The Jets had the nuts to come back yesterday against the Browns.
You can't have the nuts unless you hang them out there. Well, and the Texans chose not to because Lovie's not that kind of guy. And so, you know, you had your chance. You had your chance to make one play to put yourself in position, and you didn't even trust your offense enough to do that.
No, Did you see that offense yesterday?
Then here we are.
Did you see that offense yesterday?
Then
did
here
you
we
trust
are.
That offense?
Yes, well, sir. Then maybe some changes need to be made if something doesn't change by the midpoint. I can just tell you this. You're playing with these teams, and you have nothing to show for it, and it's I don't see a lot of aggressiveness. And I don't. And frankly, the quarterback is just not playing. He's playing checkers after the snap. He doesn't look like he's getting through progressions. He doesn't look like he knows where he wants to go at the football. He's letting it try to come to him. You got to take it to the defense. You got to anticipate sometimes. You got to know where your matchups are and where you want to go with the ball in certain coverages. Davis Mills looks like a guy who just hasn't. You know who else is going to have issues? Well, we can save it. We're talking Davis Mills now, but. You know, Trey Lance is going to be in the same position. This guy will have barely played any football in 3 years. He's out for the year again with an ankle injury. He opted out. Well, he didn't opt out of COVID year. They just didn't play in the FCS.
No.
So he had no football other than one game in 2020. He had very limited football last year, and he will have had one game and like two drives for this year. He will have played a total of like five football games in 3 years. He'll be in the same position with no experience by the time they get to year three on him. Davis Mills, I think Davis Mills gets 2 years, and the Texans are going to say, we either think he's got it or we don't. Because if we don't, we're using these first-round picks, and we're going to go figure out our quarterback situation. Because there's going to be five quarterbacks minimum that go in the first round. And the Texans will be drafting one of them unless he starts learning to take it to defenses and not let the defenses control him. It's not. It's just it doesn't look good. But I also believe that you can get better. And this is what I was trying to explain the other day until – you know, when that guy tried to make it a racial thing, this is a quarterback thing. You have to let Trevor Lawrence and Davis Mills and Justin Fields and Trey Lance and all these guys, you have to let them prove who they are. But sometimes, John, sometimes they prove who they are in the first couple of years. And you say, okay, they either physically are unable to do it or we do not have the time to wait. And a third-round quarterback, just in all honesty, a third rounder doesn't get the same runway a first rounder does. They just don't.
No. Let's change the subject before we get to news of the weird. Did you see Adam Schefter's tweet
about the high school players from Texas?
High school players.
Or from
most
Houston.
NFL players. Houston. Most NFL players, Houston, Texas, and Miami, Florida. 19 each. 19 NFL players from the city of Houston. Miami, 19. Detroit, 16. Tampa. The thing about this is, look at Florida. Florida has Miami with 19, Tampa with 15, Bradenton, Florida with 14, Plantation, Florida with 11, Fort Lauderdale with 10. Holy crap. We've got Houston and Austin, 19 and 10 in Texas. And I'm sure Dallas has some in there. But otherwise, New Orleans has 13. Who else? Atlanta has 13. Detroit has 16. But how about Houston, Texans? Houston, Texas leading the way in NFL players.
There it is.
There it is. There it is for you. Just good, 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 good stuff. All right, 943 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am in Denver, and it's brought to you by Coors Light. I'm going to Coors Field tonight. This is a little trip that we planned. The Texans were going to be here. The Rockies are playing tonight, so I'll be back here again tomorrow morning. And then come back and be at back in studio on Wednesday. But I wanted to come. I wanted to see. I wanted to go to the brewery, but the brewery is closed. But we're here in Denver, and it's brought to you by Coors Light. And I got to tell you, everything here is cool. It's just so awesome. Just so awesome. Coors Light is everywhere. Golden is right down the street. It's a couple 20 miles away from here with the beautiful brewery. But this town, this state, all about Coors Light. And you know what? You should be too. I am. I love it. I don't think we set a record yesterday in Coors Light drinking, but I can tell you this. We were at the bar for the right at 10 o'clock, which was 11 o'clock back there. And we got our Coors Lights on yesterday. And I'm going to get my Coors Lights on again today. And I got to tell you, I love it. And if you are somebody that is looking for cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, you want to keep Texas chill, get those Blue Mountains out, baby. It's Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you. How would you look for peace and stability if I asked you, How do you think you would go about that?
How would I look for peace and stability?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it starts with good quarterbacking play.
No. In your life.
I think it starts with good quarterbacking play. Adds peace and stability in my life. No, it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great if we had some peace and stability with good quarterback play. There's a Saudi man who married 53 times in 43 years.
It's not peace and
stability. Because he was looking for peace and stability.
Well, maybe he got in there, said, you know what, let's just get married and we'll figure it out. And he goes, nope, not the one. Next. Wait, well, is he keeping every one of them?
The shortest marriage lasted one night.
Okay, so it's divorces.
Yeah, well, no, he's a polygamist.
Oh, there's no stability or peace.
Yeah.
What
no,
are you
no.
doing?
Do you think you should add 53 women to your life for peace and stability?
No. You don't want to add 53 people to your life.
No.
What are you doing?
And wives? And wives?
No. You ever watch Big Love? You ever watch Big Love, John? The
no.
sister wives, just three sister wives is too much. Then when he tried to add the fourth, it's all hell broke loose.
That's just, I'm sorry. If you're looking for peace and stability, you're going about it the wrong way. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that idea.
No, 53. One might be. I'm not sure that's the way you find peace and stability. Let me ask you a question, Lance. Here's a new study out. See if you agree or disagree. Research has found that turning off your air conditioning during the day can save you money. Do you believe it or not believe it? Believe it or not?
You know who didn't fund that study is Big Air Conditioning. Big Air Conditioning did not fund that study. What? We got to get our lobbyists out here to shut down this nonsense about turning your cutting your AC off to save you money. Get our lobbyists on this. Tell them you save money by cutting the AC up, cutting it down lower.
Hey, Wegmans has found out. Lance, do you use the do-it-yourself scanner at the grocery store?
I do sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because it's quicker, right?
Yeah. You don't want to wait in line.
Yeah. And sometimes it's aggravating because you put it on there and they say, you have to put it on there. Well, I put it on there. You have to put it on there. I put it on there. You know,
go through the whole thing.
Because it weighs exactly how much, you know, so they know if you're trying to steal. Well, Wegmans is a cult favorite Northeast grocery chain. Apparently, they found that they are no longer going to do scan, bag, and pay for groceries while you shop. Apparently, they had an app where you could just buy your groceries right there and pay for them right there with a card online. Everything you would think it'd be all great.
Yeah,
right?
It sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great. Except that everybody was ripping them off. Everybody was shoplifting. it doesn't seem like...
It's heartbreaking, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let me ask you this, Lance. If the government asked the public to name the probe to Uranus, how do you think that's going to turn out?
I don't think it's going to go well. I think you're going to have a bunch of losing submissions.
Well, you're going to have a lot of...
Seems
like it's not... I don't think the public are the best people to name the probe to Uranus.
No.
Right? No. They have a bunch of...
You would almost 100% get something submitted.
Oh, yeah. Operation Butt Plug. Right.
Whoa! Clever.
Right. Yeah, not bad. I just can't read them. Otherwise, you know what, government? You know, just name it yourself. Name the probe yourself. Because it just doesn't feel like that's the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, Lance, a study has found that gas stoves are linked to asthma in children, adult cancers, and other illnesses. Do you have a gas stove?
Yeah. This doesn't sound like news the weird. This sounds like something I just need to know.
Yeah. No. It absolutely is something you need to know. Do not use your gas stove unless you want cancer.
Don't most people have a gas stove?
Yeah, how about that?
I have some are electric still. Nothing's going to be wood-burning stoves. Like, well, let's boil some water. Go outside and get me the pecan wood. It makes the best boiled water. No one does that, so it looks like a lot of us are in trouble.
Yeah, no, electric stoves are still a thing.
I guess we're going to have to go back to that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. Apparently in Woburn, in Woburn, England, apparently turkeys have taken over the neighborhood. Apparently they are just terrorizing the neighborhood. You can't even walk out your door, get out of your car, because turkeys are coming after you. The most aggressive one is Kevin, says a neighbor. There are three ladies because their coloring isn't so distinct. It's Esther, Gladys, and Patricia. Even if you are parked, Kevin will try to get in your car.
So hold on. Where is this happening where they name turkeys Esther Gladys?
Yeah, well, apparently they have names for them because they've been in the neighborhood terrorizing.
Okay, this so you
one,
got
one person says you have to open your passenger side door to lure them over there, and then you dash out of the driver's side door.
This is the funniest thing. This is hilarious. You know, I once got attacked by a bird. There was a bird swooping down at the HEB on San Felipe, and this bird would wait, and it would only do this to males, and it would wait until it swooped down on me, and like you could feel it kind of peck at your, like, the back of your neck. It was a little nerve-wracking. And then, of course, I had to just stay in my – and it chased me to my car. Then I had to just get in my car, stay, and watch it do it to other people. Other unsuspecting people would be going in or out. And it was like – it was terrorizing people. The only thing better than that would be these birds that cannot fly. The fowl that is just having to chase you, which actually in some ways makes it even scarier.
Well, like Les Nessman was reporting –
yeah, they couldn't fly. You found that out.
WKRP.
But if you got turkeys chasing after you, especially when Kevin is coming after you, and Gladys, then what's the deal with Gladys and Esther and Guinevere or whatever? What's the deal with them?
I don't know. For whatever reason, Kevin, though, appears to be very, very aggressive. Hey, Lance, remember that guy I told you about? He sawed off his own leg?
Yeah, that's not good.
And yeah, in front of a young child. Apparently, his wife now says, yes, he first claimed to be Jesus, and then he said he was Satan. And
It's a big heel turn.
That is a heel turn. Listen, I haven't seen a lot of wrestling, but this is one of the greatest heel turns ever.
It doesn't take a lot of wrestling to know that that's a heel turn.
That's a heel turn.
What's your character? My character's Jesus.
Okay. He used to be a good guy, and now not a good guy.
My character's now Satan. Oh, okay.
Whoa, wow. And now it's time to saw off my own leg. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling bath salts were involved here.
It might have been.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like you don't claim to be Jesus and then Satan and saw off your leg unless you got a lot of bath salts.
There's something working in your system. Your bloodstream is not clear and clean.
No,
I can promise you that.
Not. You're not you're not gonna pee clean for Tom Herman.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. All right. We're gonna go. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here. I wanna thank Coors Light once again for having me out here in Denver to see that game and go to Coors Field again and tonight. So awesome, awesome, awesome. Drink your Coors Light, baby. I know I will today, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Right now, my bookie, I'm telling you about that. My bookie has all the games that you could possibly want. Listen. I don't know about you. I had a rough weekend. I did. I had a rough weekend with these games. They're hard. It's so hard to pick these games. But here's the deal. When you know what you're doing, you love your team, go get it. And if the only way to go get it is by depositing it at MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you whatever you deposit. Thank God I doubled my deposit. Because I have more to play with, okay? You could have a bad weekend, but if you have double the amount to play with, so no matter what you deposit up to $1,000, they'll double it. So you've got that much more to play. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, it's MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. But they got all of the prop bets. You've got a prop builder where you can make your own prop bets. You got all kinds of great fun, everything you could possibly want to bet on right now at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Double your deposit. Right now, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.